Hi, this is Jim with Jim Harwell Ministries based in the USA, and this is part two of The Presence of Jesus. And for just less than 10 minutes, I want to really just talk to you and try to convey the unconveyable, about the presence of Jesus Christ, His glory and His majesty. And I have some points here, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we can go through scripture. I want to put all that aside because I just want to really try to express to you that this is the answer. It's the key. It's the secret. It is what everyone on the earth really was born to do. And what every person on the earth longs for, even if they don't know it, the presence of Jesus Christ, His glory, His majesty, it's Him. It's literally Him. That's how simple this is. Walking with God, knowing God, how to have a relationship with Him, and everything involved in that, the answer is His presence. Not just, you know, we say as Christians, we and Catholics would say the real answer is Jesus Christ. And that's right. That's correct. But so many people are saved, but yet they don't have the presence. Maybe they don't know about it. Maybe we'll get into that later. But it's more than just Jesus. It's Him, His presence, which is so glorious, so beautiful, just beyond words. We can't even put it into words. In fact, Jesus Christ Himself, when He was on the earth, talked, His most frequent subject was the kingdom of God. And that's, the kingdom of God is Him. God Himself, His presence, His glory, His majesty, which fills heaven and which is available to everyone on the earth. But of course, so few actually experience it. And we're going to get into more of that too, of explaining that. Why is that? And there's many reasons for that. But if just a glimpse of Him, I mean, just one glimpse of God Himself, the glory of the Lord, of Jesus Christ, is greater than a billion years in the highest courts of the earth. So it really changes things. And again, the key in this is the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus went to heaven. There's just one Jesus Christ, right? But now, because of the Holy Spirit being here, everyone can have Jesus Christ in His fullness. Glory to God. Amen. Every person on the earth. I mean, that's just, it's incredible that this opportunity is even available. And it is available. And it's so tragic that, according to my estimations, as many as 80%, 85%, even 90% of the people on the earth are not saved, do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And tragically, I have to say it, if they die without knowing Him as Lord and Savior, they will go to hell. Now, that's a whole nother subject. I don't even want to go there. Getting back, that we'll discuss that later. But it's relevant because it's all so simple. It's Jesus and His presence, how do we get it? Well, God loves a broken and contrite spirit. Someone who realizes they are nothing without Him, that He is everything. We are nothing. He can do everything. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. So realizing this, and then within that, having the fear of the Lord and seeking Him with the whole heart. That's another big one. We know it. The Bible says, you shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. That's Jeremiah 29:13. So these are just, again, some things. But another thing I want to emphasize, I mentioned this in part one. We are in a new life when we find Jesus Christ. We become born again. And it's a new life in the Spirit that continues on the rest of our life. And then for glory to God for all of eternity. Amen. I mean, this is just the very beginning. But it's a process. It's a daily walk with Him. And so that's why in the early part of that, the early phases and stages of this new life, people don't fully experience His presence and His glory, because it just, God Almighty knows what's best for us. Really, we wouldn't be able to handle it. It's too much. It's too, and it's also too, He's too holy and too, it's too serious. Now, another thing I want to add, throughout the Bible, God uses the natural world to reveal spiritual truth. And that's a wonderful thing. It's very simple. Jesus Christ did that throughout His ministry on the earth. And one of the metaphors in the Bible for God's children is trees. In many places in the Bible, He shall be like a tree planted by the river that brings forth its fruit in season. Many, many places, not just one or two, I mean numerous places. So when we look, we can look at a tree and other things in the natural world to really understand deep spiritual truth. So a tree grows very slowly, day by day, starts out in the ground for probably, who knows, weeks, months, nothing. You see nothing happening, right? Then the tree comes up slowly, slowly, very small, and just in an individual day, you can't even tell that a tree has changed. But over time, that tree grows up into if things go right, it grows up into a tree and keeps growing and bears fruit. That's just like our new life in Jesus. That's an example of, if somebody asks, well, why haven't I experienced the presence of Jesus? I've asked Jesus into my heart many times. I've received Him. I've done everything, and I don't feel the presence. Okay, another thing I want to discuss. The actual presence of the Lord. He's so wonderful that when we experience it, He comes in and takes over, and nothing else, we lose interest in everything else because we realize everything else is meaningless. He, on a scale of 0 to 100, is infinity, and all these things that were our first loves, whatever they were, are now just meaningless because He's so awesome and His presence is so awesome. He's so beautiful that we'll know. I mean, if somebody is wondering, well, have I experienced His presence? I don't know. That just means that they really haven't, because they will know. And the presence of God quiets our soul and all of that. We don't have to, He changes everything. We don't have to act spiritual and do things and act like we're so, this great Christian. No. Because the only thing that matters is the Holy Spirit, Jesus through the Holy Spirit. There's famous verses. Jesus said, it's the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. So there's another example of how He is everything, we are nothing. But it's so awesome to realize that this is the key, His presence. And if someone hasn't experienced His presence, it's so easy. It's between you and Him. And in private, on your own, you can begin right now, anytime, with Him. And if you're serious, He will also be right there and be serious. If you're flipping about it, well, He'll move on. You know, there's a famous verse in Psalms. I'm paraphrasing here. We can look it up later. But with the mercy, it says about the Lord, with the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the blameless, you will show yourself blameless. It's in Psalm 18, And it's merciful, blameless, pure. It says that about the Lord, with the merciful, you'll show yourself merciful. With the pure, you'll show yourself pure. With the blameless, you'll show yourself blameless. But with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. So just the big picture is, it's unbelievable. But when we, what we give to God, it's almost like He gives back to us. If we give Him our whole heart, He gives us His heart. If we give Him part of ourself, He gives us part of Himself. If we ignore Him, He ignores us. It's kind of simple, but these are, you know, I hope that I'm kind of getting some things across to you practically, but also just again the big picture. His presence, the most beautiful, glorious presence in the universe. And that's what we have the opportunity to experience with Him if we just continue walking with Him. Thank you for listening. This is Jim with Jim Harwell Ministries.